Welcome to Super Tatis for Parshas Vayelech. I know that everybody has been jet-lagged by Rosh Hashanah, but Shabbos is coming whether we are prepared or not. So let's at least be prepared to some degree. A story about Ravi Eliyahu Meir Bloch. So Rosh Yeshiva tells he, after losing his family, much of his family in the Holocaust, he came to the United States of America, and this was obviously a very, very tough spiritual time in the United States of America, and a lot of the yeshivos were not yet established. But he decided that he was going to try to make a yeshiva in the United States of America, and one of the days he was trying together with one of his talmidim, which was Rav Mordechai Gifter, to go to a Sfarim store and tried to get a copy of the famed Sefer, the Ketzos HaChoshen. And the seller was a little bit taken aback, I guess. And he looked all around and he found a old, dusty copy of the Ketzos. And the seller gave to Rav Bloch the Ketzos, and he said, I want to say two things to you. First, you know, for your own good, I'll tell you, you probably should be disabused of the idea that you'll be able to establish a yeshiva in the United States of America. And I just don't think that you're going to be able to do it. And second, I think that we're in a very historic moment right here, because this Sefer of the Ketzos may be the last one that is going to be sold on American ground. It doesn't seem to me that ever again somebody's going to ask me when they come into the store, will there be a Ketzos? So when they left the store, Rav Gifter turned to Rav Bloch and he said, "Why? What was the deal? You know, why didn't you respond? What didn't you say? I don't understand." And Rav Bloch responded. He said, "My dear, the truth is, naturally, he's correct. There will be no yeshivos in America, and even more so, the truth is, there probably won't be any ketosis sold." That's what the seichel makes you want to say. The seichel is machayev us to really believe that. I can't counter his argument. But the Torah is not based on logic. It's not based on seichel. The Torah is based on a haftocha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where it says, "Lo tishtakach mipizaro." It's not going to be lost. And after a while, this story is, look how many ketosis there were in America. And it's really quite remarkable. A similar story, same vein, is a story about Rav Kahaneman. After the Holocaust, there was a group of Rabbanim gathered together, Rashi Yeshivas and whatnot, trying to figure out how to deal with certain important matters of Chizuk that Klal Yisrael needed. And we said, how are we going to save the Torah so that it will not be forgotten from all of Klal Yisrael? And Rav Kahaneman, the Ponovitch Rav, was first to speak. And he said, Morai v'Rabotai, I don't get this. If this is the purpose of the kinus, he says, you're completely wasting your time. And it's a shame that you did, because we don't need to save the Torah. We've got a haftacha ki lo tishkach mipi zaro. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us that it won't be forgotten, so that needs not to be a concern. How to be mechazek it is another question. A few Altar of Kelms to go with us. We have Chazak ve'ematz. This week we have this concept of hischazkus, and the Altar of Kelms says that the real way that we are supposed to be mischazek, to do something that we don't want to, is to change ourselves to a point where we actually want to do something when we believe it's correct. And that takes a ton of work, but that's really the perspective. So, you know, everybody's been in a situation where they've been dragged somewhere, taken somewhere, doing something that they know maybe they should do, but really, really, really don't want to do, and that he's Gabrus is something, but the greater he's Gabrus is getting to a point where they're brave enough to incorporate it. Next, on Hakel, the concept of Hakel, where they would bring the Taf, and the Taf are the children who are below the age of Chinuch, so what's the reason to bring them? The Malbim says, even though they can't be educated, they have an imagination, and the imagination is stronger than adults. And the Gemara in Chagiga Daf Gimel talks about this, the idea, why do we bring the Taf? It says, to give schar to Mevi'ehen. And the response is, this is a Margulis Tova, and it's very, very special. So what's the idea? So, says the Altar of Kelm, never really understood this. Aren't they going to bother other people? Why is this a Margulis Tova? Like, what's the whole thing? He says, the truth is that these young children aren't going to learn anything, but it's going to make a big roshim. It's going to make a very big impression for them, and a preparation for the next time when they will be able to understand things. And it will give them the ability to take it in with great excitement and fervor. In fact, take a look at Sefer Nachlas Eliyahu from Rav Dushnitzer, and he says that, and also maybe the Meshech Chochma, he says the idea is that the Bala Memra here might be Rabbi Yeshua, that his mother would take his carriage in to the Beis Medrash so he could hear the Torah. So this is a very, very precious thing, because it tells us that a father, a parent, needs to look at their children even when they're very, very young, to give them chinuch tov from tov, a good education, a good experience from every angle, to the point where they are going to be ready for chachma when it comes. So the next piece is Hakel Asa'am Laman Yomedu Viru Es Hashem. So they'll learn and they'll feel Hashem. So says the altar. He says that the idea is we need to be mechazik people to learning about discipline and ethics and musar, to the point where they learn and they're going to have musar. So that will show that Yira needs limud, and that's specifically shayach for children. Next is this concept, va'anochi hastir asir panai bayomahu. Somebody who doesn't follow the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will leave them behind b'derech hateva, naturally, according to their, the degree that they do it is according to their punishment, whatever they did, and that's what real hester panim is, because there are Rishayim that get what seems like the tzaddikim, says Shlomo Melech. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away the hanhaga al pikiyam haTorah, so sometimes it seems very, very strange. But also with hester panim, everything is completely measured. It just seems like it's like this. And the proof is v'im teilchu imi keri, what does keri mikra? Afani eilech. So what does that mean? I can make it seem like everything is keri. Because it doesn't say, e'ezov eschem lemikrim, I'm going to leave you to nothing. It's just that it's going to be that I'm going to make it seem as such. Here's an interesting drush on the piece in Hosea that is the Haftorah. So a interesting thought is that there are generally two kinds of Averas. One is that falls out of Taiva. And this is what the Mesilas Yesharim talks about, is Zahirus Me Avera. And there are two kinds of mistakes. The second one is a misperception. And that misperception is the way that the Altar of Kelm calls it, the Hata'i. It turns you in the wrong direction, or to use the phrase that's used in Mesilas Yesharim, it says, Roa Amud ve Domelo ze Adam ve Amud she Domelo she ze Amud. Adam she ze Amud. Meaning, you just look at something and you absolutely see it incorrectly. And he says, Kosha Hasheni Menachem. The second one is obviously a lot more difficult than the first. He says, the altar of Kelm, that if you look at the story of Mechiras Yosef, Mechiras Yosef, you'll see that the brothers, in many respects, didn't change the way that they act because they thought that they were right. They he describes it as they misperceived the way that they should act. They learned from Cham Avi Kanaan that was sold into slavery and whatnot, so that they thought that that was a proper way to act, and they made a mistake. However, usually the simplest people, unlike the brothers, the Shiftei, who were of the highest level, the simple people are the ones who can, you know, just slip through a taiva or something like that. And he says that for this gashmiistic one, the simpler one, that's easier for an individual to kind of get into. And for the hata'i, these sorts of mistakes of misperception are they actually easier to do in a crowd. And that's why he says that Hosea says, Shuva Yisrael. Yisrael is singular. So that's the first type of Avera. And then it says, Shuvu El Hashem, Shuvu plural to Hashem. And that's the Hata'a. That's the mistake. And similarly, we can also see that in Yeshayahu, when it says, Dirshu Hashem Bihimatzo. That's plural. That's the second type. And the first, and then it says, after that, the first type is Merumas in Ya'azov Rosh HaDarko. Ultimately, there's a lot of different ways to get ourselves in trouble in life, and we need to be aware of both of them. It's not just about the simple falling into pleasures or whatever, but the misperception is so much more subtle and so much more scary. We should dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, specifically also when it comes to a tzibur, it says, there's a Rashi I like to be medayik on. The second paragraph of Kriyashma, it says, B'chol Avavcha is Shnei Yitzrecha in the first paragraph. And then we say, B'chol Avavchem in the second paragraph. So what's that Merumas? And Rashi there says, Kan Liyachid, Kan Letzibur, which means to say that it could be that a Tzibur has a Yitzrecha also. That's my view. To add on the altar of Kelm is that we should just try to keep our eyes open as a people and as a community, to make sure that we do things properly. Thank you for learning with me.